Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Hillcrest Academy Director of Advancement, Jeremy Hours, about the upcoming festivities for this year's Hillcrest Academy Homecoming.
So why don't you just kind of give me a little bit of a preview of what's going to happen here this weekend?
Well, I can tell you right off the bat that this is not what we were planning on for this weekend. Obviously, just like so many things in our lives these days, the pandemic has sort of put a damper on a lot of things, and one of those being our homecoming weekend, along with our 75-year birthday that we celebrated back on September 17th. So we had, you know, obviously a lot of things planned that involved large in-person gatherings that we're just not going to be able to do. You know, the safety of our students and our families and obviously our alumni is important to us. And so limiting in-person gatherings was really the best way to ensure that. With that said, though, our community is important to us. It's really our DNA. It's really what makes us who we are. We're disappointed that we're not able to do some of these things. And we're hopeful that maybe next year, when the dust settles a little bit, we'll be able to do some of the things that we sort of had on the slate for homecoming this year. However, we do have a few things that we were sort of able to pivot or tailor in a way that allow us to still do a couple of the events that typically would take place on homecoming weekend. One of those is the Joe Town Classic. That was a 5K that we've always done on homecoming weekend, the Saturday morning of homecoming. And we're still doing that. It's a virtual 5K. So folks have been signing up for it. They will receive a racer's packet, a T-shirt, a bib, all the things that they normally would get if they were here doing it on the Joe Town course, you know, on our campus. Except they'll get those in the mail, or they can pick those up here at the school if they're local. And then wherever they are, they can do a 5K. And that's sort of the beauty of, you know, doing it virtually is it really allows any of our folks, any of our alumni, no matter where they are, all over the country to participate in that. And I've already talked to some local folks that are planning to come out and the course will be open, obviously, and they're gonna do it on the actual course. And then the idea is for them to post, you know, either pictures of them or maybe videos of them on social media or send those my way. Mm-hmm. And we'll post them on our social media platforms to sort of create this online community of folks that are out there supporting the school, doing the Joe Town Classic, you know, either on their own or together. That's what we're doing with the Joe Town Classic. Typically on Saturday evening then of homecoming is when we would have our annual pork supper, mm-hmm. which is hosted by our junior class and is sort of the big fundraiser that class does. And that is still taking place this Saturday. Mm-hmm. They'll serve from 4:30 to 7, but that's going to be takeout only. So instead of, you know, everyone sitting in the gym, you know, going through the line, getting your food and sitting in there together, the meal will be the same. It'll just be takeout. So folks can come. They can either go on our website, hillcrestravens.org/porksupper. For the rest of the week, they can go there and pre-order and even customize their meal, pay for it ahead of time, do all that, schedule a pickup time, and then Saturday evening they can come out and get their meals. Or if they're just not able to do that, they sure can come out during those times and order a meal, pay for it, pick it up, take it home. That's another way to do it as well. So
knowing that you have at least the two events coming up this weekend, the Joe Town Classic and the Pork Supper, how does it feel to know that you will be able to celebrate at least a little bit of homecoming, especially true with all the alumni around the nation?
We don't take any of these things for granted, and we're super thankful for every little piece of normalcy that we can have here. You know, so for us to be able to do some of these things that we normally would have done on homecoming weekend, even though it's in a different way, you know, we're super thankful for that, and don't take those things for granted. You know, the fact that we've been in school, you know, together, holding in-person classes from the very beginning. You know, we don't take that for granted, and we're super thankful for every day that we can do that. We're working really hard at trying to be safe and do the right things so that that allows us to, you know, do as many of the normal things that we would typically do. You know, we'll just keep working at that and doing the best we can and be thankful for every day and every event and everything that we can do that makes this school year feel as normal as possible.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Hillcrest Academy Director of Advancement, Jeremy Hours. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.